Hey guys, it's Josh and welcome to the Resistance Finance Podcast. On this episode, we're going to talk about how property investing is only part of the story. I've spent the last few years stepping into the world of financial planning, learning everything imaginable from some of the most brilliant financial planners today. So now I'm taking the plunge to try and help as many people as possible, answering your questions and providing you with life-changing information. Join me and follow along as I learn, try and share different things to grow my own wealth using only today's best strategies. Always remember, in a society that stands to profit from you having a spending problem, managing your money well and growing your wealth is an act of resistance. Welcome to the Resistance. Hey, what's up, everyone? I hope you're doing well. I'm so pumped to have you guys here listening again. Looking forward to providing value today, hopefully. But obviously, as the title infers, it's going to be all about property investing. And obviously, just a little bit about my story. And I mean, for those of you who know a little bit about me, my first love really was property investing. I really enjoy this space and even worked for a while providing advice within the property investing space. The journey began, with property investing, probably back when I was at university. I just started taking my family's finances a little bit more seriously, which is, I'm sure if you heard the last episode, you'd know all about. But it really was a crazy time for me. We ended up having a guest lecturer in one of my classes at university. You know, he got up and just started covering off the basic topics of property investing, kind of things like manufactured growth, capital growth, negative and positive gearing, and how the further you start away from the solution, the more money you stand to make, et cetera, you know, all music to my ears. And, you know, I was obviously, in a bit of a situation wanting to desperately provide for my family. And, our son James is almost here, and I just literally just sat there hanging off every word that this guy said, and it was great. And of course, straight after, I ran up and grabbed my copy of the free book and signed up for the masterclass all around investing. Obviously, though, with the masterclass had a heavy focus on property investing, but you know, I was hooked. Honestly, I thought, yes, this is the space. I'm going to make all the money I need. I thought all my Christmases had come at once. And, you know, I dived so deeply into that space that I actually ended up getting a job in the property investing space with a local builder selling investment properties off the plan, which obviously just means that it hasn't been built yet. But the experience was great. I mean, I honestly learnt so much about property investing through the masterclass and obviously having that job with some very intelligent property investors. And it was an interesting time. However, eventually I kind of started to feel a bit off about the space. And I know that sounds a bit bizarre, but it just kind of started as like a gut feeling. And I guess I really kind of wanted to work out what that was, why I was feeling a little bit uneasy. And yeah, thankfully, it happened pretty quickly after, actually, because I received a call from like a return client. So someone who'd already kind of bought an investment property through that builder and I'd dealt with before. And, you know, they were inquiring about maybe getting another investment property with us. And, with us, this client had built two properties so far. But after spending a bit of time asking some questions, I kind of discovered that he was the owner of around 9 investment properties and he was looking to build his 10th. So through, you know, that conversation, he started to tell me about how much debt he was carrying against those properties. Now, you know, normally I would just continue and try and land another sale, but I started to have that feeling again, that uneasy feeling. And once I got off the phone, after collecting a whole bunch of information, you know, I was doing some calculations around the value of the houses that the fella had and how much debt he had against them and the return that he was receiving. And it was really interesting. And I guess let me paint a bit more of a picture here, though. So he had two properties through us already, and he was looking at getting a third. And he actually had two other established properties that he'd purchased kind of in the same area that we were based. And so out of the potential 10, he had 5 in one area. He had an apartment in Melbourne and actually another 4 houses in Brisbane, in Queensland, and like on the outskirts of Brisbane. And so those were his 9, soon to be 10. And it was a little bit alarming to think about it, like about in that moment, because every dollar he'd earned you know, he was placing into property. Not to mention, I guess, the like with a high amount in certain areas. And he was so highly leveraged that all I saw was a huge amount of risk. And like, I mean, huge. And kind of that really helped me realize that feeling that I was having, because I was encouraging someone to purchase their 10th investment property. You know, someone who had everything in one type of asset. Now, yes, I love property investing and I believe it has a role to play in someone's overall journey towards accumulating wealth, but I just felt like this was way too risky to do. You know, obviously it was his choice, but I just felt really wrong about encouraging the sale. You know, and I mean, here in Australia, we often hear about, you know, the property bubble and how the real estate market is going to crash and all that kind of stuff. And I just want you to know that's not what I'm saying here at all. You know, I honestly don't believe that you can address the property market here in Australia as one big market. There are smaller sub-markets with it based on like location, type of property. But I mean, that's a whole nother topic. But I guess, you know, there's risk in any type of investing, and a smart investor will always make room for diversification, like within their portfolio, within their investing. And that means that you spread your wealth over a number of different like asset types to protect against fluctuation, you know, within like one style of asset. And this was really the root cause of that gut feeling I was experiencing, because I was giving advice to this guy to buy another investment property when I knew he was so highly leveraged within one asset class that if something was to happen, like even just to the houses in Queensland or the apartment in Melbourne, like it would all fall apart for him. You know, he would be in financial ruins. And the other side of it, interestingly enough as well, that I knew even at that point of other types of investing that he could do where he would experience the same kind of return, sometimes even better, that are considered less risky. And I mean, if you could do the same or more with less risk, would you? Yeah, of course you would. But I mean, at the end of the day, I'm thankful that I had the experience, because it was a huge factor in helping me make the choice to actually becoming a financial planner. You know, the real moral of the story here is, though, diversification is so, so important when it comes to your investing. And, you know, it plays the role of protection in a space that can sometimes be quite risky. You know, I moved away from property investing, not because I don't believe in it, but I believe it only represents a small fraction of what people can actually do with their money. You know, I moved away from property investing to provide more holistic advice, you know, not advice that saw people becoming so highly leveraged in one asset class that there was way too much risk. And to be honest, most of the time people don't even believe there was any risk involved, but there is, as there is with any investing. You know, and the way that you deal with that risk is by diversifying your portfolio. So if you're one of those people who is absolutely sold out for property, maybe just take some time to think about some other options. Look into some other options, because there are so many out there. And just make sure that, you know, you realize property investing is really only part of the story. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. And I really hope you enjoyed that one. It's a little bit shorter than normal, but I guess, you know, it was a huge chunk of my journey, that property investing side of things. And, you know, I mean, like I said, I still love it, but I believe it's only a small part of what people can do. So, you know, if you're out there and looking to do something with your money, don't just dive straight into property investing, or don't just keep diving into property investing. You know, start to branch out a little bit. Start a conversation with a planner and check out your other options. All right, guys, thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening, guys. I really appreciate your attention. I hope you got some value out of that. Now, if you want to join the resistance, and I strongly recommend you do, just head over to Facebook and search for the Facebook group Resistance Finance. We're creating a space for questions, a place to kind of get some help if you need it. And quite often we'll do some Facebook lives in there as well. Also on Instagram, just search for at Resistance Finance and you'll find us. So thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.